Over the past few months, we've been receiving reports of elevated blood lead levels in some of our community members. We have investigated and found that these exposures are the result of people using certain traditional cosmetics and powders, and one particular spice, turmeric. We found that those contain undesirably high levels of lead, and we have worked with these community members to eliminate those exposures. Well, we know about these cases in particular, but we're trying to find out if other people have been exposed, and this is why we are reaching out to different community members, community organizations, and healthcare providers to inform them that this might be an exposure they're not aware of, and particularly for people who could have used some of these powders or spices overseas or brought them with them when traveling. Lead is a potentially very harmful chemical that could affect many systems in our body. One of the main concerns is its effect on the nervous system, particularly in children and with pregnant women for their fetuses, because it could really be bad for the developing nervous system. And this might manifest in behavioral issues or IQ problems down the line. And the important thing to note here is that these might not be evident to a parent or to a healthcare provider easily. And that speaks to the importance of testing your child if you suspect that they have been exposed to lead. The major problem with exposure to lead seems to be from products that are brought in from outside the country. So if a family knows that they have some of these particular products, we recommend that they ask for a blood lead test from their healthcare provider. We could also work with them to provide resources for testing that product so they could see if it's high in lead or not. There are some kits available commercially. Lead is a harmful metal, so we would want people to be exposed to it as least as possible. However, we do have a threshold above which we follow with families, and it's typically 5 micrograms of lead in deciliter of blood. And when that happens, when we get a report of such a level, we follow up with the family and try to identify their exposures. And if we can identify that, we work with them to reduce or eliminate that exposure.